This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
To God in the highest. We thank you for your mercy that you have bestowed upon us. And even tonight, we are in great need of mercy as we travel along the path of our ancestry to undo the legal implication of liabilities that were secured as platforms upon which Satan would like to take a stand in order to bring accusation against us in the courts of heaven. We ask for mercy, for mercy, for mercy concerning every individual that is in this place, concerning everyone that is participating online. We have come to that place where you will need to stretch forth your scepter and admit us by your mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated. God bless you indeed. To take us further in our contemplations, I would like to invite us to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 24. 2 Samuel, chapter 24. 2 Samuel, 24, verse number 1. Then we'll jump to verse 10 to verse 13. And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, "Go, number Israel and Judah." Now, I'd like you to see that the anger of God was already kindled against Israel. And because his anger was kindled, what he did was that he moved David as a trigger to participate in a certain kind of disobedience that will give him the moral justification to bring judgment upon the entire land. All right, let us go into the nitty-gritty of the matter. Can you jump to verse 10 so that we can look at it? And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in that I have done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly." Next verse. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, saying, David seer, saying, "Go and say unto David, thus said the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them that I may do unto thee." So David was given an executive privilege. And the executive privilege he was given was to choose among three options what dilemma he will face. Guess what the first one was? So God came to David and told him and said unto him, "Shall 7 years of famine," oh Jesus, 7 years of famine. You know, I told you that famine is a personality in the spirit, all right? And there are several departures in terms of disobedience that can empower the visitation of famine. The first option that was open to David on the account of his foolish doings was that he had unlocked the possibility of the visitation of famine. And we had seen the symptoms of famine in the life of Adam. We have seen the symptoms of famine in the lives of Cain. Now, I'd like us to look upon those symptoms afresh so that we will be acquainted with them and we'll be able to identify them whenever we see it seeking to find expression in our lives or in the lives of people that are around us. So there were three options that David was given, and the option that concerns us in this teaching was 7 years of famine. So I'm just trying to show you context, that several dimensions of rebellion against the mind of God can set us up for famine. And famine is the introduction of a vicious spiritual personality in our space. It will eat up every capacity, every possibility of productivity. It will eat up every possibility of profit, of enlargement. It will take away increase. Are you with me? You're not following me. All right, let's go back and get the symptoms. Then you will see increase is taken. So it doesn't matter what you do. The possibility of increase is not in view. It will also take greatness out of the picture. Increase will be taken out of the picture. Greatness will be taken out of the picture. Supply will be taken out of the picture. Then we have unproductive hardship. Hardship that does not translate to any form of productivity. These are the symptoms that suggest that that entity called famine has found an occasion to plunder our lives. Now, I'm showing us in broad spectrum before we go into the details of how to war. When you notice that famine has taken hold, how do you war against famine? Now, a lot of good people are in church, and that's my experience as a minister of the gospel and a pastor for many years. I have been in counseling, I have heard people out, and I see a trend and a pattern that is associated with the dilemma that so many are laboring under. And it happens to be that while I was educationally, I trained as a scientist. And in the field of science, there are means by which we can classify things. All right? And as a scientist, when I look at the situation on ground in terms of the information that comes to me on the basis of counseling, I was driven to Bible study. Because I found out that what we preach as prosperity was too weak to untangle the people that came to me to tender and to table their crisis. Then I began in my Bible study, the Lord showing me mercy, began to open several things and said, if you want these people to prosper, you are going to have to gird up your loins for battle. But spiritual battle in this context requires a lot of depth and a lot of understanding of the shape of the divine supernatural realm and how to deploy its resources. One thing is for sure, in any situation that you find yourself, that which Jesus did on the cross is sufficient to bail you out. But you need to know by knowledge how to apply that victory in that area of distress. So, this is a deep matter. If Satan cannot get you afflicted in your body, Satan needs you afflicted in your finances. He needs you unproductive in every capacity whatsoever. Because in that state, you'll not amount to so much of a threat to his kingdom. Are you with me? Meanwhile, our description in and our potential from the standpoint of the new creation are people that are endowed so mightily with the Spirit of God. And a man that has the Spirit of God is unpredictable. You cannot define the extent, his coverage, his influence, his extent of impact. It's undescribable. So what Satan does is that he creates legal spirit situations in the realm of the spirit, and he uses them through his ministry of accusation to bring us to a measured form of existence. And that is what we are going to rebel against during the course of this Bible study. Yes? So God came to David and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? First option. Or shall thou flee 3 months before thy enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days of pestilence in thy land? Now advise. Now, how many of you still remember the list I showed you in the book of Job? Job chapter 5. So you remember the list? Oh, you have forgotten the list. Please help me again with that list. It's in the book of Job chapter 5 from verse 19 to 13. Those are strange situations that are occasioned by some demonic personalities. These demonic personalities exist. They are very present. They are round about us. But if you have not seen their effect on your life, on your finances, in your environment, it is because you are under an insurance policy that secures you from their impact. The moment you violate your alignment with God, you expose yourself to the invasion of these entities. He said, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. And the person that is speaking is Job. You know Job? All right. He was into business. He was an agriculturist. He had 500 tractors. He was doing quite well. And so many donkeys, so many she-asses, so many cows and livestock, and he was visited. And if we analyze his visitation, you are going to see that these entities preyed on him. So these entities exist, and that's why Job is saying that he will deliver thee. So I'm also saying the Lord will deliver thee in Jesus' name. The entities are not going to come from a strange place. They are already available. But if they are not praying on your life, it means that because of your alignment with God, you enjoy some form of insurance, and that's why you are not seeing their symptoms in your life. And just in case you are seeing the symptoms in your life, the purpose of this Bible study is to educate you on what to do to deploy the power of the grace of God and to secure your alignment and also to build a shield around you, around your household, and around all that you have. So in famine, so that's the first on the list, he shall deliver thee from death. So the purpose of famine and death are in a partnership. So when famine goes first, then it opens the door to death. And then death comes and takes as many as he wants. And nobody will suspect. Under such circumstances, they will have a logical way to explain it away, that it was the famine that came that led to. Meanwhile, famine is an independent entity that was unleashed, and famine, because it stayed for long, it conveniently opened the door to what? Death. Meanwhile, Job said, he shall deliver thee. Are you there? He said, for war He will deliver thee from the power of the sword. So there can be war and you can be walking on the street and nothing happens to you. But war is a situation that deploys, that releases the power of the sword. It's a partnership. Most of the time during war, people actually run into danger. If they had stayed where they were, the war would have come and gone. But they were delivered into the power of the sword. Huh? He said, thou shalt be healed from the scourge of the tongue. Oh my, this is not for today. The scourge of the tongue. If you are going to make any progress in life, you must find sufficient security in Christ Jesus such that the human tongue will have no power over your soul to manipulate it. Are you there? Now, I preached a sermon, and this sermon was for like 2 hours. So when I finished preaching the sermon, someone hoping that terrible things will happen to me picked a portion. In fact, we analyzed it today. He picked from the 6th minute, 10 seconds to 7 minutes, 32 seconds. That window, picked something there and then wrote a caption, made a meaning out of it, put it on social media, all right, to discredit me. So that was what the person did. But the person now discovered that after doing that, people were commenting. I didn't even know such a thing was going on. I was not aware of it. So the person now went after the thing did not catch the kind of fire he was expecting it to catch. He went himself and pulled it down. There's something called the scourge of the tongue. And the scourge of the tongue will prevail over you if you feel that you need to respond to people. That's a proof of the fact that you are insecure. That's a proof of the fact that you don't know Jesus. You are deficient in your knowledge of Jesus. Are you there? It's a manifestation of the highest form of insecurity for you to try to defend yourself when people are bent on attempting to defame you. You will still feel the pressure to respond and to come and say, you know, concerning this matter, you have not met Jesus. You have not met Jesus. The Bible reveals that anyone that intends to live righteously in this world cannot avoid what? Persecution. And the example of Jesus in the face of persecution was that as a lamb before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. This is the Jesus that every point in the way of his death, he was possessed with the power, with the authority to beckon on the Father in prayer for him to deploy 12 legions of angels to stop the proceedings at any point in time. This Jesus was possessed of that ability. But the Bible says that as a lamb before a shearers is dumb, so he opened not. What? A lie was told against me, and the lie was raining for. How long did it last? Well, it lasted for some time. And then I did not see anything. And then Jesus, in the fullness of time, now exposed the liar. And all the people that had made comments in the time of that lie, they have not been able to mend their relationship with me till this day. I hope you know that's pride. You cannot escape being lied against. It is part of what we signed up for, to follow Jesus. That was how he authored our salvation. So if you are still so insecure that what people say, who is people? What do you mean by people? What matters is Jesus that called you and your willingness to follow him. Let the whole nation stand against you. If you are in alignment with God, you will become the captain of that nation. I have seen, if God wants to promote you, what he does is that he allows people to speak against you, and then he allows the lie to gain publicity. Promotion is in view if you can manage the situation properly. Let God be true, and let every man be a lie. So, I think our team, our ministry team in Lagos, they are very technology based. So anybody that talks about me every week, they will bring it to me. I don't even listen to it. They say, this person. Every fake account, they will locate it. How many accounts were we? We were dealing with an average of 5 fake accounts per week. For how long? 5 per week. 5 fake accounts per week. Hallelujah. So the more you begin to rise with God, the more you become visible, and you become an object of, just know it's part of the package. But the one you serve is called Jesus. It's only unto him that you should answer. May God strengthen you to be able to stand your ground in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right, so there's something called the scourge of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction. You know destruction? If destruction passes here, it will take many years, like 10 years, for the effect of destruction to be canceled out. The sign that destruction passed here will linger for many years. It's a vicious principality. And there are several things that can take place in a territory that can occasion the release of that spirit called destruction. Even though destruction maximizes its intentions, when it is unleashed upon a populace, destruction can also focus on an individual. As powerful as it is, it can focus on an individual. And that's why the Bible says, he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all their, what? Destruction. It can focus on the people, it can focus on an individual. And in this particular case, it is referring to an individual. That when destructions come, you will not be afraid. So this scripture reveals to us how that we are potentially endangered, even as at now. Somebody's already... I saw somebody's face when I say you are potentially you are potentially endangered, even this moment. And the reason why you are smiling, the reason why you are getting by, is because of the grace of God. Just know that. Don't think that, okay, evil comes from afar. No, the evil is already here. It's in your bedroom, it's in your house, it's in your water. But it has not been given the liberty to pray on you because of your alignment with God. So David did something that was grievous in the eyes of God, and it was sufficient ground for famine to come. So I'm saying that your actions can provoke the manifestation of famine. That's where we stopped yesterday. I'm also saying by yesterday's teaching that one of the reasons why famine preys on people the most is a situation where there is any form of blood sacrifice that is in the family line. Are you with me? if there's any form of blood sacrifice in the family line, it is one of the most predominant reasons for which famine can prey on a people. And we can see that from the example of Cain and Abel. The account of Cain and Abel and how that Cain slaughtered Abel. And the resultant effect of that action was that God released judgment. And the judgment was that the ground should no longer produce for Cain. Famine had been unleashed to take effect around his life. And it doesn't matter if he changes location. Because today, everybody wants to go to England. A man that has famine, if he relocates to Scotland, Jesus, famine will still prey on him. So we are checking to see the indicators of the presence of a famine situation. And then before the end of this lecture today, I will show you what it takes to uncover the fact that famine is at work in your life and the spiritual procedure that it takes for us to disarm famine so that you can come out of that prison house of incapacity that Satan has sentenced you. All right, let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 21. We'll begin from verse number 1. And I will show you all it takes to dismantle that spirit called famine. I'm not saying that a lazy man will prosper. If you are lazy, the way of laziness is the way of hardship. But I'm talking about people that are hardworking, enterprising, but they see a pattern in their lives. They cannot go up beyond a certain point. And when they get to that point, they find themselves in a decline. Like what the sister explained about her business. She had about 20 million in her hand. And her area of business is a sure area of business, which is one of them is fish. All right? Gebi Todo, when last did you eat fish? Oh, you are fasting. Okay. All right, so Gebi Todo is likely to have ate fish. Okay, today. How did you eat fish today when you were... Gebi Todo, stand up. We have to investigate. Please sit down. I'm joking. But see me in the office. See me in the office. Amen. So, everyone is fish. And then she's dealing in fish. And then 20 million in her hands. The thing goes up. It goes up. Then people will start owing you. And then problems will come up. And then before you know it. How many of you have ever experienced that? That's not a good sign. That's why we came to war against such patterns. 2 Samuel chapter 21. Then there was a famine in the days of David 3 years. Year after year, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, "It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites." So the first thing that you need to do when you notice that you are faced with a famine situation is that you need to conduct an inquiry before the Lord. Now, many of us know how to pray. We know how to pray. Every one of us knows how to pray. But I need to teach you the skills of how to inquire from God. It's not very difficult, and we should be able to practicalize that now. I went to one office today, and the people in the office were excited. Over and above every other person was this guy that was so excited that I came to the office. So I inquired of the Lord, Lord, can you give me an insight about this man? What do you want me to know about this man? And as I went into the office, I spent like 25 minutes in the office. Upon coming out, the man came for prayer. And before he could reach where I was, I saw some pictures in the spirit. And the pictures that I saw, I discovered that he was the firstborn. I said, okay, that's good information. I said, now that he's the firstborn, what? He now showed me another picture, set of pictures again. And all these things happened not too long in terms of interval. So I saw some other pictures and I began to try to interpret the pictures. Then I saw that somewhere, I saw January, February, March, April, May, June. In June, I said, okay, that there's going to be a crisis in his family by June. And since he's the firstborn, when the crisis comes, he should keep quiet. So I told him, you're our firstborn. I said, this is happening in June. Then you keep quiet when it happens. He didn't know what to do, whether to enter under our car. Now, so I want to teach you how to inquire of the Lord. Because the first thing that you need to do, it is only God that knows the ground that satisfies the accusation of the enemy against your life. Only God knows that. Because what the devil is doing is that he's operating in the ministry of accusation. And so he has details. He's a lawyer. He has exhibits against your family, against your bloodline, and he takes it to God. And God happens to be a just judge. And God, by an act of royal decree, has said many things in his word, of which I will show you a few. Such things that should befall people that violate in this area, in that area, in that. And the devil knows all the areas. So when those things happen, the devil comes. Because in this particular case, can you see verse 1 there? Are you with me? Okay. Now, first thing I need to show you is this. To show you how intelligent Satan is. You can call Satan a thief, call him a liar. Never call him a fool. Because God doesn't call him a fool. Now, this is what happened. He said there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. You know the Gibeonites. The Gibeonites came to Joshua and tricked Joshua into cutting a covenant with them. The covenant we are talking about was cut, that's in this time, in the day of David, it was cut 700 years before David. Are you there? Now, the Saul that killed the Gibeonites in his zeal carried out the massacre 17 years before David. Are you there? The covenant that was violated is 700 years old at this time. Now, Satan is a keeper of books. If you have my message when I preached on the shape of the spirit realm, I spoke about the fact that the spirit realm is framed according to justice. So in the spirit realm, there are courts of competent jurisdiction. And if we go to books like Zephaniah, books like Zechariah, you are going to see scrolls. Those are judgments that have been given, but they have not been implemented. There is a wisdom by which you can take advantage of a judgment that has been proclaimed, and you begin to see it implemented because you know what it takes to enforce justice. I also said that the spirit realm is a realm of records. So you will hear things like the book of remembrance. Right? In order for to adequately drive the justice system, records are gathered. So I can show you angels that their duty is just record keeping. They are angelic scribes. The entities that come into territories that measure. No time for that today. So my conclusion is that in the realm of the spirit, there are records. You see, Satan knew that 700 years ago, there was a covenant. He knew that 17 years ago, it was violated. And Satan did nothing when it was violated. He was waiting for a golden time in order for him to go to the court of heaven and press charges. For 17 years, he did nothing about the violation until you showed up and you started becoming a serious believer, a serious Christian. You want to release fire on the kingdom of darkness. And the last time we did 10 hours prayer, you were a major player in fire, in releasing fire. And Satan said, wow. We have to do something to this sister quickly to immobilize. And then he launches his ministry of accusation and goes before the court of heaven and says, are you not a God of justice, God of judgment, God of equity? 700 years ago, this was the situation. And you and me know. It was violated. But I kept quiet because so that people won't say I'm in trouble. I'm always making trouble. I kept quiet. Like a gentle person. You know? We are not always bad, though. But today I want to claim my rights. And I gathered you have not changed. You are still operating righteousness. Don't be so. All right. So that sister needs to experience famine. So in this kind of warfare, you need to know a little bit about the grounds that satisfies the claims of justice that favors the enemy. Exactly. And the only way we can achieve that is to conduct an inquiry. You will not know. I need to tell you today. Are you there? Yes. Now, when I gave my life to Christ early, part of the reason why I prayed so much was because I wanted to know why the trends and the patterns that were associated with our family was so. I sought wisdom for long. I sought wisdom for long until God began to give me insight that what happened is jealousy. You know, my dad was the first son. And he was quite an intelligent person. So he got scholarship to school in the United States. And while he was there, he was training his brothers back home. He was the first notable person that rose from our village. First. The secondary school that is in our village today, it was my father that brought it. Because of his influence in Benue State government, he influenced that school to be there today. So in his burial, during his burial, the principal of the school came and gave a long speech. And when I looked around, I found out. Because when we came for the burial, our compound was filled. So I went to the next compound. I didn't know them all. I just went there. I said, I'm looking for where to sleep. They say, who are you? I say, that man they are burying, I'm his son. That's how I got where to. That's how I got where. The man they are burying. That man? Ah! Sleep here. So I had a hut to myself. I was not squeezing. And there were no witches sleeping with me. I was alone. Just enjoying my life. And so there was a lot of envy and all of that, and it led to so many things, and it generated a case in the spiritual. It was that case that was not solved that translated to an affliction that befell this man. That is the reason why I decided to look for God and know him, because I saw my dad die. I saw him die. So I said, I will not come back home until I found Jesus. If he's still alive, I'll find him. If I don't find him, then he has died. So I left. And I said, I will not return until I find Jesus. That was how my fast started. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. Then Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I can see you are praying. I said, what do you mean by that? I've been here. You are laboring and you are saying, I can see that. I continued. On the 20th of October, angels visited my room and they were there for 4 days. It was in that encounter that my spiritual eyes were open. Alright? Now, I said I wanted to show you how to inquire of God. Do you know how to empty your heart? I know you are troubled. You want money. Can you empty your heart? Just make it empty. That is, remove your troubles from it. Oh. All right. Where's my man or the instrument? This is practical. That's how those angels came into my room. The atmosphere changed. My room lacks, what do they call it? You know the net that we put on the house to stop mosquitoes from coming in? There was no net. That was where I was. This encounter was so strong that mosquitoes did not come into my house. I know you will not believe that. Yes. It was from that day to today that I received what it takes to discern the presence of spiritual entities. When you want to seek the Lord, are you there? 7 days after that encounter again, then Jesus now comes to me. That was the day the yoke that was upon my family was broken from my own life. The allegations that were tendered against us in the court of heaven was long and it was unveiled. When the intelligence came, I didn't even know what to do with the information. He taught me, say, do like this, do like that, do like that. And do you know that from that time that I did that, okay, you know, he encountered me 20th of October 2022. Are you there? So I started doing what he said I should do from October, November, December. Then the next encounter was 13th of January 2003, where an angel walked through the wall and said, your life is changed. Then he brought a scroll and began to read out the counsel of God concerning my life. I found out that there are some weights of judgment that can be upon you. It will distract you from destiny. Distract you from destiny. It will be easier for you to embrace the distraction than that which is divine concerning your life. When you have wasted many years, that's when you realize. The padlock that was used to lock us, it broke. That was when the angel gave me information and said the reason why it took so long was because I was not just praying for myself, I was praying for the entire family. And the victory that he brought was not just for me, it was for everyone. Some of you are laboring, and it's only your own prayer point you are taking. But heaven, the bag that heaven has opened to receive your prayers is family based. So even though you have decided to only be mentioning your name, in the bag they are collecting the... It's a personal decision. That is only your name you will mention. Only your name. You mention your grandfather's name, so that the angels will not your grandfather, your father's name, and your own name in that lineage. This is the bag they are using to collect the prayer. It's a family bag. And that's why your labor in that prayer will take some time. But when God wants to change the season, what he does is that he gives you strategic insight about things that are captured within the realm of the justice system of heaven. The Bible says that he inquired year after year. And God now spoke to him. It is for Saul and his bloody house. When you want to inquire of the Lord, empty yourself. One of the easiest ways to achieve it is to get music. Your soul normally is disarmed by music. The kind of music you like, the worship that you like. Huh? Put it. That worship that you like has a way of texturing your heart. Ayakunema. Psychotamina halakabayak. I like strings. That's why I always ask for it. Saboria kasketobi nakanteli. Empty yourself. Don't see yourself. Take your problems off and just wait on him. Wait on him. The time will come, you'll be able to discern if there are movements going on in the spiritual realm. Another time will come. If you stay in it, another time will come, you'll be able to distinguish between the voices. You will know who is talking, who is moving, who is trying to reach you, who has been dispatched from heaven to come help you. You will know it if you stay. He inquired of the Lord. May the Lord give you grace to inquire from him in the name of Jesus. So we are going to speak in tongues for 2 minutes. Then I will tell you the things that are coming. Some things are coming through the window. Coming through the door. Coming. Coming. Inquiring. The moment you put yourself before your prayer, you have lost it. You can no longer find the mind of God. What you are doing will be dissipated. It will be lost. But magnify him before your face. Make him big. Enlarge him. Make him high like a mountain. Make him strong before your eyes. Kobahabresi. Kobahabresi. Kusketa brigo vatamina. Uziale broko tabakade kuskete brenta kuria habakane laite. Isakulia brake skote brenda siko basi kabarata kansemina. Ai konta bakura hasande ele kombre vabuda skedia siko bresko fatamina. Akaito sami habakla breskota ika masantela hukesketo mila. Arapa santo setia sakatula sata mantelia. Ika breskota bansha kande busha kabarata miso sali. Akezo se la curia santeli. Abrasche tonde bacantola. Iso se la brasketa mila caparande. Abaito campasca. Hico bande salico saminala. Embrisco fanda campala. Igo selubonte. Zacabusha kescoteli. Racadoli masantelia. Ibrasketo biso sana canta bababode. Asico brascata bella mama Natalia. Hofela. Raske kompatula hasi mahayendo kombre baluna santelia. In the name of Jesus. If you empty your heart like that, you will begin to fill it up. And the way you will know that it is him that is speaking is that the more you either pray in tongues or you worship, the thing will be enlarged. It will be bigger. But if it's not him, if you pray in tongues and worship, it will fizzle out. For instance, there is a woman here. You stepped on a charm. You stepped on a charm. And what happens to you is that you feel as if something is moving in your leg from your feet. It moves to your waist. And this normally happens on your left leg. If that woman is here, stand up. You stepped on something. Come. Are you with me? Come. You see, this is not a big deal. Some people say, you can hear God. Oh my God. If only you knew that you can hear better. There's nothing. You need to know when I'm traveling and I'm talking to Jesus, I can sustain a discussion with Jesus for 5 hours on the plane. 5 hours. 5 hours. Before the plane touches down, I already have a very good idea of where I'm going. The people I meet. 5 hours. Now, I know you'll not believe me. That's why I'm doing this. Empty your heart. When you empty your heart, are you there? Okay, investigate. Let's be sure that it is true. Keep going. It will begin to form. It will begin to form. But you know what? You can't determine the information God will give you. That's why it will take time. You are going for your own information. It will begin to show me about this sister. Receive that one. Receive from this sister. Call her. It's her own answered prayer. Say, this is what God is saying. Go. And but you go back again. You continue. After a while, after some months, your own will come. That's how we inquire of the Lord. Do you see that in this inquiry, it took 3 years for David to be able to get the fact? Sometimes it takes long, sometimes it's shorter, but it takes time. And someone that is not willing to spend time before God will never unravel the mystery. Normally we ask a question, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect another? Will it be your children that will come and make the inquiry, get the wisdom, get the insight, the intelligence to destroy the puzzle? I will wait on the Lord. Yes?
Mama here, she opened a shop this January.
She opened the shop this January.
And one of the days she went to her shop. She felt a vibration.
There was a vibration.
And since then...
She's okay. Now, this one now is not... Are you? What I want to do now is part of the authority Jesus gave me. This one is not available to the average believer. This one is... This one, I can pray for this woman and transfer this thing to the person that put that charm there. Such have I received from the Lord. You know, each and every one of us needs to know what Jesus has given him. Even when I wake up from sleep, I know what Jesus has given me. In fact, and that is what I will do. I will transfer it back to the... Let the person experience, you know, the things they carry around. All right, yes. What's the situation with...
Months ago, Mama here had that experience. She stepped on something.
And she stepped on the left leg?
Yeah, it's not been...
And the thing began to move?
Yeah.
Okay.
That particular one.
So 3 months ago, she had that experience. And... we're going to... What happened to the same thing? All right. So, now let us seek wisdom on how to help them. You see the same way. I think mommy is coming. So find out from mommy what her case is.
And for your name is holy. Your name is holy. You are the Lord. For your name is holy. Is holy. Lord.
I've seen several of our colleagues in ministry come to cry out. We've done everything, we've prayed, we've fasted. The ministry has refused to open up. No sign of any future. Those are suggestions that you need to inquire of the Lord. To do what? Inquire. So in this type of warfare, it's a precision type of warfare. So you will need to conduct an inquiry from the Lord so that he will give you intelligence. You cannot engage if you don't have the intelligence. Exactly. You can only engage with what? With intelligence. There are some unnatural forms of delay that can besiege someone's destiny. When you begin to see those symptoms, what you do is that you inquire. It's a precision battle. It's not something that you can say, every hand of darkness. That's not what they do in court. Have you ever been to court? Have you seen a lawyer dispensing his defense? It is a craft. It's not a general delivery kind of thing. It is a craft. It's a craft. It's a craft. Hallelujah. Yes, what's wrong with mommy?
Mama's incident happened about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
On her way to church.
On her way to church.
And that's why she walks.
Okay, that's
with this walking aid.
That's why she walks with a walking stick. She stepped on something, and the energy of the thing began to transmit. So I will just lay hands on them, and then we'll send the affliction back to sender. You know, I'll touch you like this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the spell is even breaking. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Let the spell break. Let it break. I command it to break. Break off you. Let it be broken. I release you from its grip in the name of Jesus. That which was designed to bring you injury, I frustrate it, I cut it off in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus Christ. We break the yoke. We release you from the yoke. We release you from the yoke. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Every deposit that entered into your body, spiritual substances designed to bring you injury, in the name of Jesus, and neutralize their power, and neutralize their power, and neutralize their power. I destroy their powers. Oh my, it's coming out of your body. It's coming out. I destroy their powers in the name of Jesus. Okay, now that I've touched you, one will come out now. Let me go back to my place. So congregation, stretch your hand in that direction and begin to pray. Destroy that power. Anytime there's intelligence, when you pray on the thing, it will give way. If there is no intelligence, you'll be too general. You will not be able to affect the matter. Alright? So you see, it's breaking now by itself. It's giving way by itself now. It's giving way. Let her go. Let her go. Let them 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 go. In the name of Jesus, we neutralize it. We neutralize it. We destroy it. We destroy it. We release them. We release them. In the name of Jesus, let the yoke break now. Let the yoke break. Let the yoke break. Lord, I break it. In the name of Jesus. Let it fall off from their waist. Let it begin to go down, down from the waist, down to the knee, down to the ankle, down to the feet. Fall off, fall off, fall off, fall off, fall off. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, fall off. In the name of Jesus, let the power that holds you down, let it be broken, let it be broken. Be released from it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm seeing a chain there. There's a chain also. The people added a chain to ensure, to support the charm. So can we destroy the chain now? Let the chain be destroyed. Let the chain be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Let it be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now I send the affliction back to the sender. Go back from whence you came. Go back in the name of Jesus. Go back in the name of Jesus. Go back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm seeing God heal Pastor Dan's mom. I'm seeing the healing. The healing anointing is upon you now. The healing anointing is upon you. The healing anointing is upon her. Can we pray in the spirit? Can we pray in the spirit? Just for a moment. We'll still get back to our teaching, but just for a moment. Just for a moment. Isose laika mandela. Brakataba bonde. Zekis obrote bakandeli. Shaminaito kobreza. Iko balabasude. Eskomvela. Aboko santelia. Prisko fatalia. Brantaba bodo hoske. Mahasuse laikatame. Jali kompreska. Bahalaito. Isose elehenteli. Brakatuza nahalabanta. Ikambra hasa escote barigo santoria bazuzena ikobrante jaminanto osesa ikobraska talababunda mai compari seco sesali brante kondo kobresa takunda halakuria. Yes, yes, the pain on your leg that is responsible for this cane that you carry, I banish it. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Isakoria Mahalatadi. Isakoria Selibokom de Babalata. Not too long from now, you won't need that cane again. There's a healing walk that is taking place. Your bones are coming together. Bones are coming together. Bones are coming together. In the name of Jesus. Oh, it's even strong. And there's also a restoration of the prophetic grace. There's a restoration. There's a restoration. Now, Usher, help me. I don't want her to be on the floor, okay? There's a restoration. I see the eagles of heaven. Your revelations are restored. Your sight that was taken from you, it is restored. From this night, you will mount up with wings in the spirit. With wings in the spirit. With wings in the spirit. With wings. Thank you, Lord. All right. If you can, you can go back to your seat. God bless you. Inquire of the Lord. That's what separates the boys from the men. The ability to inquire of the Lord. Your inquiry will release you into the realm of spiritual intelligence. The realm of spiritual knowledge. It is that spiritual knowledge that equips you for what we call spiritual warfare. You cannot be effective in spiritual warfare without spiritual knowledge. And that's why when you pray in tongues, you just start praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Has it happened to you before? Then the Holy Ghost will begin to give you prayer points. Does it happen to you? Because you need spiritual knowledge. You operate in the gift of word of knowledge more in prayer than in ministration. You need spiritual knowledge to be able to bring you into the capacities of spiritual warfare. The moment you just begin to pray in tongues, just praying in tongues, you don't have a prayer point, you're just loving God, just praying in the spirit, then he gives you knowledge on the area to focus. That's how the realm works, and that's how spiritual battles are fought. The moment I pick it in the spirit, I'll just be praying about it, either casually or the yoke will begin to break because I've already pinpointed. It's a game of accuracy. It's a game of precision. All those general prayers. Anything holding me down. You will pray such prayers to old age. You need to be specific. Even missiles. Those days there were laser guided missiles. These days we have computer guided missiles. But what I'm teaching here is our spirit guided missiles. It must hit the target. Hallelujah. So he inquired, and the result of the inquiry was that God gave him feedback. God told him all the issues involved and the legalities involved, and David knew the next step to take. Verse 2. And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, now, the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you? That's number one. And wherewith shall I make atonement that ye may bless the inheritance of Israel? He said, what shall I do for you? Are you there? You know, a preacher gave this testimony that he was ministering to a young man. That young man, if he eats rice, he becomes sick. So he went to this man of God. And when the man of God began to pray with him, he now saw that the father of this guy that is afflicted stole a bicycle from a certain man. Are you there? So the man now went to the herbalist and got there's no English name for what I want to say. There's okay, he got something. He got something from the herbalist. And that thing, when you speak on the thing, when you talk to the thing, the demons will take your words like instructions. So what he said on the thing was, anytime that man eats rice, let him be sick. So the man died out of eating rice because he didn't know that rice was a problem to him. And this, the son of the man also inherited it. And if he eats rice, he'll be sick. So the preacher now asked the man, the rice man, to go and give the son of the person that was robbed a bicycle. So he now went there, bought a bicycle, gave to the son. And then he came back Sunday evening to give a report to the pastor. So when he came Sunday evening, the pastor was eating rice, so he invited him. So let's start with this rice. So that was the first time he ate rice in 15 years. That rice did not attack him. Now, so what happened there was restitution. One of the reasons for restitution is not heaven. The purpose of restitution is not so that you go to heaven. The purpose is so that the legal ground upon which Satan is standing to accuse you will be removed. And Satan will have nothing on you subsequently. Is that clear? So there were two things that David said. If David, he said, what will I do for you? That is, will you accept a favor? I give you guys a massive favor and that will satisfy your grievance? Or two things. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you? That's favor. Or wherewith shall I make atonement? That is restitution. So, in this kind of battle, sometimes the wisdom that will come, there is a wisdom that will come. That you need to go and show somebody favor. Because of injustice that was done to a certain family, go there and show them favor. And they may not even know, you are not even a generous human being. But you will need to show favor in order to undo the ground and the premise of accusation. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So sometimes. So as you are praying, when you get the intelligence, don't stop at the intelligence. Ask God for the wisdom to apply the intelligence. It might be a situation of restitution. It might be a situation of showing some people favor. It might be even, God might even say, a certain widow, somebody that is handicapped, somebody that is oppressed, go and show that person mercy. And it will be equivalent to your exit from that situation. So our ears must be open to receiving wisdom from God as to how to tackle these matters. So it is either that you go and show favor or that you accomplish restitution. And the whole idea here is to remove the legal ground that Satan has used to exploit your family. I think you have understood me. Part of the reasons why God gives us prophetic grace is because of the intelligence. To be able to enter into secrets. You might be praying for an insight. Then you come for service. Then I pick it. It is your prayer that produced it. But God used me as a channel to deliver it. It's still the same thing. I may be the one that would pick it. Alright? But it is still your effort that made it possible. Made that thing available in the realm of the spirit so that I can pick it. So it is not by force that you must be the one picking. Somebody can pick it. But the thing is that intelligence will come because our God is alive. Is that clear? Now we have a few weeks to the end of the fasting. I want to give you an assignment now. Serious assignment that will make it easy for us to intervene in your matter and destroy the ground that Satan has in your situation. Can you go home today with an inquiry? From now to the end of the fast, you are conducting an inquiry. Why is this thing like this? Why is it that it's difficult for me to make a headway? Difficult for me to get married? Just conduct an inquiry. I know you've been speaking in tongues. This one now, you are going to inquire. Exactly. Now, when you get a feedback, you write it on a sheet of paper. And send it. Put your name, put your phone number, send it to Pastor Tony. I'm talking of you people that are in the hall, alright? Those of you that are online, where is Pastor Philip? Huh? Is that your website? Is it ready? Almost. Oh my God. What do you mean by almost? How many days are we looking at? Tomorrow. Okay, so now, for those of you online, we are on the website that they are building. We are going to put a form where you can fill out the intelligence that you got and your details. And then we'll now send you a Zoom link. A Zoom link and a day of appointment. And all of you will come on Zoom. And will destroy that thing from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, but for today, some people's case will be uncovered. Now, because that's why God raises prophets. Gives them the ability to be able to peep into some secrets. And then the secrets will be used as weapons, as tools to liberate people. The Bible says, by a prophet, God brought his people out of the land of Egypt. By a prophet, he did what? He preserved it. So there is something about the prophetic grace in bringing people out of bondage, in bringing people out of captivity. And what it is the capacity to pick the intelligence that is needed, the intelligence that has formed the basis of the continual presence and attacks of the devil and the attendant wisdom that is required to undo the premise of accusation upon which he stands. Tonight we are going to practice what we have been taught. Now you are going to speak in tongues. Forget about everything. In fact, tell your neighbor, I'm not aware that you are here. Tell your neighbor. I'm not aware. Not aware that your shoe is white. I'm not aware. I'm not aware of this, your new hairstyle. I am not aware of your suit. The only personality I'm aware of is Jesus. We were in prayer. It was a Sunday. You know, on Sunday we pray from 12 to 4, 4 hours. So somebody wore a white suit and he was moving in the hall. And after 45 minutes, he realized that nobody was aware that he was there. So he humbled himself and joined the prayer choir. So I am not aware of you today. So if you can labor to forget about the person sitting by your side, we want to go for inquiries. Oh my God. You know what God is even telling me? He's telling me that there is a young man, and this young man is sitting this way. And God has given the young man intelligence again and again as to the reason behind the backwardness that has befallen his family. Even though he has the intelligence, he has refused to act. He has refused to act on that intelligence. But I'm trusting God that we'll be responsible people. As God begins to give you insight, you begin to act on it. So that the members of your family that are in captivity will begin to come out. Things will begin to change. The seasons will begin to change. The timings will begin to change. The famine that has invaded the land will be disarmed. And suddenly, people will begin to come out of reproach. Their heads will begin to come out above water. And their faces will begin to shine. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Can you cry on behalf of your family? Can you cry? Can you cry? Can you cry? I stand in the gap. I stand in the gap. I stand in the gap on behalf of my family. I stand in the gap on behalf of my brethren. That power of darkness, that spirit of reproach that has been hovering, refusing to lose its grip. It is because of this that I stand in your presence. I stand, oh God, that you might enlighten me, that you might illuminate my mind and make me understand what is responsible, what is responsible. I come to seek your face. I am launching an inquiry. I am launching an inquiry. For you showed me in dreams, in visions, what should be the result of the members of this household. But we see a contradiction. We see a delay. It is obvious that there is a hindrance that is measuring the full release of the potential that you have given unto us. And so tonight, in the name of Jesus, I come to stand. I come to stand in the gap. I come to stand on behalf of the family. I come to stand as the prophet of the family. I seek intelligence. I seek wisdom. I seek insight. Oh God, open my understanding. Open my understanding. Grant me, Lord, enablement. Enablement by your spirit. Enablement by your spirit to enter into the intelligence. Someone needs to ascend. To ascend into the heel of the Lord. Someone needs to stand in his holy place. I am standing. I am standing. I am standing. I am standing. Oh, psychope lakiso sanahantelia. Perika santelia. Boseko tiasiko bresko falamanda. Ekobesi. Lakombase. Asa moselia. Ibrasketa kondema. Akedia sike. Akedia kantela. Isozela. Ambalantos kedubende. Igasketo brakatala. Isozena igodantelia. Iskabelango bonze. Ebrisko fatamina. Agaitompele. Jakabezozela ikobranta baboria. Abango selia kapalande. Zikobresko felande. Jamakanta baboria. Isamena kuria. Zekilo bransete. Aseka bonda. Aseka samana itali. Abresko feta. Bila kombela. Mondo robosoria. Yes, we call upon you. We call upon you. We stand on behalf of the family. We stand on behalf of the clan. Esia Kombe. We know that greater things than these are determined of you. So Lord, arise. Lord, arise. Lord, arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Let the premise upon which the devil has stood to inflict upon us this reproach, let it be uncovered. Let it be uncovered. Let your light shine on it. Let your light shine on it. Let your light shine on it. Hey! Saboke! Apato asiko branta baboko dola. Eskito presko fatali. Akaiton bande. Asama kanta babone. Ayaka kuzine. Esia kondame. Abranta basobe. Yeke kedia. Iskamantelia. Iskaman salabon. Ibraskatoko. Abresko vilande. Esama taleko. Braka balatwa. Izosele. Brante kuskabakunda branda baboria. Asama kantelia. Abasa kombe. Batesi, 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 zaitesi, abalantos kete, isopenda baboria. Lord, we ask, grant us wisdom. Is it not written that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask? We seek your face tonight. We seek your face. We seek your face tonight. Ia seli mokonda. Braso kelo bonde skito branta babola kande yalalana masode ama saita kubaseto branda baboko tama parakate zihi labro kontamina ansamanta babola akatala ikasanta babo rasatali abakote mina stope jamina kondo brosketa bina sala bababa haya ale your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Holy One, and let your name be praised. Sing it aloud. Jacoba mame masiko presko filamba ale dombre sabokose balia santo and arise 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 presko fala mandelita jameno compresca tabonda genina hoselia retonde kasanda babode keteli iato sekoboro kosantoria. Riasketo bonda bababa iko samatalia. Mama masesese presko fandonte hizi. Rakatana babonsa minakuria tabelone balakani. Let your enemies be scattered. Presko sesali mahabahalosi. Presko banda bababa bababa. Anto sevenala. Now listen. This is what I see. There's someone here, you come from a family of idolaters. In fact, you were supposed to continue the lineage of idolatry, but when you give your life to Christ, you run away from home. And ever since, the devil has fought your finances, fought your prominence. But what I see is that there is a calling that is on your family, and it's only those that are willing to accept to serve the Lord that will come from under that verdict. So where you are sitting today, if you can accept the responsibility of the calling, the Lord will show you a sign in a few weeks. He will show you a sign in a few weeks. And let your name be praised. Arise, arise, Son of God. And let your enemy be scattered.
Sister, come on, come on, come on. Come to the stage here.
Arise. Arise. Holy One.
You accept, an oil will come on you. Just accept. I will serve you. I will do your will. An oil, an anointing will descend. Don't come because I said an oil. Don't come. You were sitting there until I say oil. I want oil. Then you now accept. Kabosesia lanto. So I see you. Shala. Yeah, there's more. You see, you are being anointed. And that's what I'm sensing. There's an additional oil that is coming upon you. Well, no, I don't believe. You people were not interested. Why are you coming? You are upstairs.
Let...
Now, don't cluster there. We have so much space. Once you accept that you will serve him, the reproach will be taken from you, and in a short while, your situation will change. You will see. That's the missing link. He said, let my people go that they might serve me. Tell him, I'm willing to serve you all the days of my life. So those of you here, I will just touch you. Father, in the name of Jesus, these ones that I've touched, I ask that you empower them for the walk ahead. Empower them in the name of Jesus. Empower them. Yeah. There's a restoration on your life, sister. There's a restoration. The bondage into which you were plunged into in your family, the Lord brings you out. He brings you out. Now there is someone, an anointing is descending on you. I see it from above. There's an angel that has been dispatched from heaven. And then the anointing is coming. It's coming stronger. Oh my God, it's coming stronger. Holy Ghost. So those of you here. Those of you at the back, Come this way. The ones I could not touch, just move them. The impartation has begun. The angel of the Lord is here. So if I touch you, you can go. That is, if you are still on your feet after I touch you. If you are still on your feet after I touch you. If you are still on your feet, you can go. Serve him. Serve his will in the name of Jesus. Serve his will in the name of Jesus. Serve his will in the name of Jesus. Yes. Are we done? There's an anointing on you. There's an anointing. Let it come strong. Let it come strong. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. See, the heavens have opened. And the angel touches me here because there are three people that he will anoint in the congregation. He's touching me here. He's touching me here. So the anointing will start. It will start to begin to intensify. To begin to intensify. To begin to intensify. To begin to come stronger. To begin to come stronger. It will begin to come stronger. It will begin to come stronger. It will begin to come stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Shialoko Santoria Pramina Levesele. Rakanse Soli Mahadeva. Jesus. There's overflowing anointing. There's overflowing anointing. It's overflowing. It's overflowing. It's overflowing. Psychosela Barahaske Tomina. Sobria la Babonda. Shama Kanteni. Huse Kabarato. Isosomina Halebait. Iska Matane. There is an intercessor here, and oh my God, he's promoting you by making you a seer. As you labor in the spirit, you begin to see through the Holy Ghost, and his hand is upon you. His hand is upon you. Ziko Santori Abraham and right. Santori Abraham. God wants to uproot something. So in the next few minutes, the Lord will uproot. And when I mean uproot, I mean something is physically buried. Yeah, there's something that is physically buried. It will be uprooted. And you will feel the effect of that which has been uprooted. Are you with me? You will feel the effect. And those of you online, listen to me. What I see here is that there is something physically buried that is affecting and regulating the possibilities of men. The angel of the Lord is going to go to that spot, and he's going to dig that ground and take out that thing. Now, the moment that which is buried is taken out, you will feel it on your body. It's an assurance. All right, let us pray. Oh my God, we give you glory. So tonight, Lord, we ask, send your messengers to the four winds of the earth, and such things that have been buried, to strengthen the case of darkness against the people present here, the people online. Let such things be uprooted right now. Let it be uprooted right now. Let it be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Let's give the angels some time to finish the work. Ooh. Okay. So, this matter, this thing I'm talking about has been uprooted. Now wait. Don't rejoice. Just stay where you are and keep quiet. We know which family is implicated by what has been done. Because you will feel it. The people will be released. They'll be released. Ushers, when you see them, bring them. They'll be released. The people will be released. They'll be released. They'll be released. There must be a sign to show this. There must be a sign. For I saw this in the spirit. Ushers, when you see them, you bring them to me. You labor to bring them. You know, my time is almost spent. I don't want to be here beyond my time. You will feel the impact because you will be released. You will be released. You will be released from where you were tied. You'll be released. You know, if we don't do practicals like this, many people won't believe that what we are teaching is true. You will be released. You will be released. You will be released. There will be evidence to show that you have been released. Even those of you online, some people are being released. Some people are being released as I speak. There is a release. You know what I see? I see the spirit of death hovering over a certain family. But that spirit has been arrested. No, don't believe me. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. They'll be released. They'll be released. Yes. Release. 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 There'll be a release. See me, me, Roku, Sinama. Ekuri, my locum, de la hood. See my monele, so mana, so mana, de la moye, kesani, so bira candele, boro. A release. That's a release. Oh, the body. The body. Sell it. Sell it.
So many more. You are released. You can no longer resist. I destroy your powers. I destroy your powers. I command you, go. Go. Go from her. You are released. Released. Oh. Someone in the auditorium, your umbilical cord was taken while you were born. Several things were mixed with it. And the gateway of bodily sicknesses and affliction was opened on the account of those transactions. In a moment of time, this angel I'm talking about will go and pick that your umbilical cord. I will inform you when that happens. And something will leave your body. Subela ikobi na sinte. Preskofila hozelia. Maranso selekeria borokosi sanila. Bring that person for me. We need to shut the door of sickness. We shut the door of sickness against your life in the name of Jesus. Asalia cantoria, abaramos secos que tobre la anseli. For some of you online, some things have been uprooted. Some things have been uprooted around your life. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I see one of you released already. One of you released. Released, 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 released. Where you are, the power of God will visit you there. That's what I'm saying. God will visit your room where you are seated and there will be release. Okay. Finally, in 6 minutes. Meanwhile, the person online, there's somebody online, the power of God came into your room and knocked you off. When you recover yourself, let us know. Because I need to talk to you. I need to prophesy to you. Now, you know what I see now? Okay, let me give you a history. A history to what I want to say. Okay? Many years ago, the Lord came to visit my room. I was staying somewhere in Angkwa Ward. You know Angkwa Ward? If you see the house I stayed, you will not believe it, but I stayed there. I had an encounter. And Jesus came and took me on an inspection of Benue State. Took me. People like Donatus know what I'm talking about. Took me on an inspection. When we were done with the inspection, we went to fight at River Benue. That was where he opened the belly of the dragon and gold came out. He said, this one has taken the wealth of this state. As long as he lives, it will be from one degree of poverty to another degree of poverty. I've waited on that word for the time when God will reveal that he has dealt with the dragon. So I'm just seeing the dragon now and the stomach open. Now listen. Can you make demands for your gold coins? Now don't joke with this prayer, okay? Don't joke with this prayer. This prayer is not for online people. This prayer is for people that are here in this land. Can you make demands on your gold coins?
will secure the wealth of Benue. We secure it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You know, we saw in prayer that a certain mineral resource was discovered in Benue. And from all the world, people came to mine it. The economy of the land changed. This place became an economic hub. The scourge of the dragon was lifted permanently. Those days are near. Now, yes, Pastor Philip, have you found the person that the power of God overwhelmed in the electronic room? I have a word for the person. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubims shine forth. Yes, have you found the person? Put the person up. Hoseli Mokoria Bahabalaite. When they shall say there is a casting down, you will say that there is a lifting up. Many people that are from Benue State that are abroad will come home. Well, during those days, they will come back. And people will be struggling to buy land. Landed property will become so exorbitant. So if you have money now, buy land now, you know, it will become extremely exorbitant. Because of how costly it will be, people will begin to move towards Boko. And Boko and Makurdi will merge. Development will merge. Some people will be staying close to Boko and working in Makurdi because of how costly real estate is. He who dwells in the midst of it. My time is up. You have not been able to find the person. That's the person. And the person doesn't want to talk. The person is hiding behind this screensaver. Oh, the person is under power. Okay. When the person revives, I will come back.
Can we raise that song one more time?
Shine.
Oh. We may be seated.
In the midst of the shine. Shine for.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.